everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Phone number here for Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. All right, we're just having a pre-show chat about how much we hate publicists. Publicists are basically... Anderson, would you turn this down, please? Sounds like a radio show when you have to turn it down, please. Thank you. Publicists are the horrible people that get in the way of the good people that sometimes want to do this show, celebrities oftentimes, and us. They get in the way. And these publicists, and there's a lot of jobs where it takes an inherently evil person to execute it correctly. Meter maid, Nazi scientist, publicist, not in that order.
Do you think they're good publicists and bad publicists, though?
Yeah, there are. There are two good publicists, and then the rest of you, if you're listening, need to drive over the goddamn overpass. You idiots. You horrible, horrible people. Please, take a good long look in the mirror. You guys with your funky frames and your bad hairdos, your Caesar haircuts, with your squared-off front shoes with the buckles on them.
Hey, how you doing? Ooh, look at your hair!
You super uber nerds from high school are trying to win your respect back.
Did this
calling
week,
all nerds.
Did this week uber become the word of the century?
I don't know. I've
all
never
of a sudden,
said uber before.
I know you haven't, and I heard it six times today. In
where?
Saw it in a movie theater in a trailer. I saw it on TV.
Oh.
You know, who is it that played Snoopy? Shaggy and... Scooby-Doo.
Drew, why are you defusing my publicist rant?
Matt Lillard.
Lillard, right?
Yeah, that's what I said, Lillard.
All right.
He said it in the trailer for Scooby-Doo, about Uber something, Uber Spooky or something. It's like, oh my God, when did this become? All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Jesus Christ, Drew.
Nice.
All right. I forget it now. All right, you want to get some?
What's that? Break his flow.
Yeah.
When there's two people on a team,
right?
One person says something, you sort of combine and then veer and then back
right.
and forth. You don't think of it as you're interrupting me. How dare you?
No,
that's not my intention.
I'm ready to pull over.
It's not my intention.
You pull me over, we stop.
It's not my intention.
Stop.
My intention is to participate.
I hear what I'm saying.
Okay.
I got going. And now we stopped, so you're right. We should rest.
All right.
We made it down the driveway. Let's not get cocky.
Ooh, lost the car.
We don't want to fall asleep at the wheel. Here's what happened. I pulled down the driveway, started to get a little head of steam going down the street. You grabbed the wheel, decided we should pull over. Now I'm with you. Let's camp for the night. Okay. No, I'm not into it anymore.
All right.
I want Uber. You want to talk about Uber?
No. I'm not into it.
Okay, good. No. You mad at me?
Yeah, you're frustrated.
Why?
Nice.
Because if I don't participate, I get asked from you. If I try to participate, I'm insulting you and offending you and pulling you over as opposed to trying to participate.
Listen here, wise guy. Now you're getting into this. There's a difference between participating and, you know, sidetracking.
Yeah, I'm not good at participating. I'm trying.
Yeah, that's
not like
I'm
intentionally sidetracking you. I'm trying to, you know.
You pick a word I use in the middle of a rant, and then we got to start talking about that word. All right. Okay. That's fine. Listen, I don't care. I've said everything I have to say about publicists. They're horrible people that need to find new lines of work. Unfortunately, they're not really, they have no tangible skills. So they'll find no other work instead of getting in my way. And listen, all you, kiss my hairy ass. Keep all your goddamn stars. Don't do anything for me. Just get out of my face, you ugly, horrible people.
Anything about the Academy Awards tonight?
Thank you. Halle Berry's nuts. I've been saying she's nuts for some time now, but she just... the chain just came off her sprocket. The Halle Berry moped, the chain flew off the sprocket. And I'm just tired. I'm tired of her and all her black stuff. First off, she's not black. She's half black. She's half white. Right?
I heard somebody say she was adopted by that woman.
She's adopted by the white woman?
Yeah.
She looks to be mulatto at best, doesn't she?
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I hate anyone with pride. I really do. I hated Sidney Poitier up there waxing on for 20 minutes about how much pride he had. Halle Berry was a pain in the ass. All actors are pains in the ass. They're horrible, damaged people. That's how come they can act. And then once they get the spotlight, look out. Because now we all become the canvas for them to paint all their horrible emotional portrait upon us now. This Academy Award just becomes it just becomes this exercise in narcissism. This people up there kissing each other's ass. It's just, please, everyone shut up and do your worthless movies. It's not that important. That's what I want to tell actors. Even the actors that are doing the great quality work, the writing, the directing, even the very top level stuff, it's still not that big a deal. It just isn't in the grand scheme. It's enjoyable. It maybe you escape your reality for 90 minutes, but you know what, fellas? It's not really that important.
I just got upset when they started.
You know what's more important than you guys are? Defense contractors. The guys are making munitions.
Well,
These guys are more important. Go ahead.
When they started sort of waxing on about politics, and I thought, hey, this is the same group that canceled the Emmy Awards twice because they were too scared to get up in public.
Yeah.
Hey, where were you then?
Oh, they're classic pussies, those actors. And they're horrible people. Horrible people. The only thing worse than actors, again, are publicists.
And radio personalities.
The people. And radio personalities are horrible, too. Everyone in the media is horrible. Cecilia?
Yeah. That's me.
Yeah, you're 22.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? You're on my last nerve.
All right. Well, I have a problem, like, where... Every time I have to pee, I get really horny.
Yeah.
And,
every time?
Every single time. And sometimes I do it on purpose because I like it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in the car or I'll be with people that are like, whoever, just people that don't turn me on at all. And
grandma.
And I'll be really horny. I'll get horny out of nowhere. And
well, it causes some sort of congestion down there, and so it arouses you. That's all right.
I have no clue. All I know is that
Look, he just told you.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. I'm sorry. Well, this is it. This is my problem. I mean, it wouldn't be a problem. I'm just scared that it's going to, like, ruin I'm going to have some bladder problem. I'm going to pee all over myself one day. Actually, I have peed all over myself one day.
Well, actually, you're going to strengthen those muscles down there by holding things in like that. You could put yourself at risk for a urine infection, but take lots of fluids and don't hold it in for too long, and that's fine.
Where are you from?
I'm calling from San Gabriel Valley, but I'm from Massachusetts.
Oh. Have you ever been approached by the Gold Bond people to do a radio commercial?
No.
Say this constant itching and flaking is driving me nuts.
You know, I do that. Too.
Say that. Say it for me.
The constant itching and flaking is driving me nuts. I would actually do that.
Thanks.
I had an itchy rash.
All right. So is she fine?
Yeah, she's fine. I worry.
She really sold that one, didn't
she? I worry that there's something going on with her that she's so easily aroused, but whatever.
I don't know why I hated her. Did you hate her?
I didn't hate her. I just disliked her?
I
didn't enjoy her.
Cecilia?
Yeah.
Are you a very unlikable person, or is this just the way you come across?
I don't think I am, but if you don't like me, it's all good, you know?
All right.
Hey, wait.
Yeah.
That's not my problem, though.
All right, so what is your problem?
okay, well, I've never had an orgasm before, right? That's normal, whatever.
Right.
I'm, like, linking. I'm trying to link that with the fact that I've never had an orgasm before.
No.
The horny pee thing?
The fact that you can arouse by holding urine suggests that you are sort of easily aroused.
Yeah. That's a good thing. You have a boyfriend?
No, that's the thing. We were going out for 3 years and we broke up. And, he never gave me an orgasm, or I never got one.
Did he? What about no oral sex? Or give some oral sex?
There was a lot of oral sex. This is my problem right here. It gets to the point where I feel like I'm gonna have an orgasm, and then I stop it.
Because you're afraid you're gonna pee?
Yeah, exactly. It's the same feeling.
All right. Well, that's its own thing. Well, maybe you're gonna pee. How about you give yourself an orgasm?
How about I try it and when I'm about to, I stop. It's like kind of like...
See, I don't like her. Yeah.
When you hold your breath, you know how your body tells you to let go?
Right.
That's the way it is with me. When I'm about to have an orgasm, I just stop myself.
Yeah, but why? Why? Why would you do that?
Because she has to breathe.
I need somebody to strap me down and just give it to me or something.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Where are you, San Gabriel?
Yes.
I can get there about 40, 50 minutes.
In the freeway?
Yeah, strap yourself down, though. I don't want to strap you down.
Okay. You can head down that tan and be there about 28 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I went out to La Fontana today to go to the IndyCar race.
Oh.
Wow, what an ugly, ugly place. Oh. What is it ugly? I just want to drive down the freeway with a bullhorn yelling at everyone to move. Move, you retards. This is horrible out here.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Jesus Christ, I'm going 75. I'm miserable.
Well, most of them are there for the speed.
Oh, I see. I see. I mean, to score or to manufacture.
To manufacture, live among.
I see.
Where the quality speed is produced. Well, I mean, it's like living in.
Right.
What? You know, where some great produce is being produced. Miriam.
That's true. What was that? Is that Miriam?
Oh, hello.
What is your name?
Miriam.
Oh, okay. Is that spelled strangely?
Yes.
All right. You're 17. What's up?
Okay. A friend of mine has some antidepressant pills, and she wants to take them to get high.
Yeah.
And she doesn't know how many she's supposed to take.
Okay. They do not make you high, so.
Where'd she get them?
Her older sister had a lot of mental problems. And they, gave her a whole bunch of pills, but, a lot of them didn't work, so she has, bottles and bottles of pills.
It will not make her high. In fact, if she takes more than just a single pill, she'll get agitated and could have seizures. It could be a huge mess.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm glad I called then.
Yeah.
And they will not make her high.
Tell her to hit herself on the head with a frying pan or something if she wants to catch a buzz. And what are you doing hanging out with her? What are you doing living in Bakersfield?
I knew you were going to say that. I was thinking about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you always say that.
Well, it's a horrible, horrible city, is it not?
Hey, it's not my fault, man. I was born here.
I know. That's not your fault, but it will be your fault if you're there in 20 years.
Oh, no. I'm getting out as soon as I'm 18. I will not be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right, get out of there.
You have to change the name from Miriam, too, don't you think?
Hey, no.
Yeah.
Miriam from Bakersfield, sort of strike one, strike two.
Yeah. What do you have some old relative named Miriam or something?
No, it's just my parents are, Bible fanatics.
Oh.
So, everyone in my family has a Bible name.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell them, next time they say you're going to go to hell for something, tell them I'm already there.
Where's
Bakersfield?
Where's Miriam's?
Yeah. Is hell so bad, by the way, when you were born and raised in Bakersfield? Do you think you would notice?
Could it be a step up?
It certainly would be a sidestep. I don't think it would be a step down, would it? Like if you were born and raised in Bakersfield, and then all of a sudden you died and you went to hell because you led a unrighteous life, I think it'd be like.
Homecoming.
Yeah. Seems about right. Nothing wrong with this.
Yeah.
Wait, so where does Miriam fit into the Bible? Queen Miriam? Or what?
No, she's Moses' older sister, I think.
Oh, yeah. Most people must immediately get that reference, right?
No way.
How are your brothers, Ham and Job?
Oh, no. I have Simeon, Zechariah, Benjamin, Bela, Nathaniel, Miriam, Gideon, and Ezekiel.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Meanwhile, you got the entire Old Testament in your house, and your dad makes $19,000 a year, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Do you tell that idiot to stop having kids?
No. He's a hard worker. He does good.
Yeah. How much money does he make?
I have no idea. He's an insurance investments agent person.
Yeah, all right. But still, I mean, who could? He really has everyone at the Last Supper living under that goddamn roof of yours, right? What do you have, 8 brothers?
I'm 6.
Oh,
and 1 sister.
And you?
Yes.
8 kids?
Yes.
Isn't that abuse at a certain point? All right, thank you. I mean, at what point, what number does it become abuse, child abuse?
4.
Anything over 4?
Maybe just 4.
I mean, can you truly give the love, attention, and God knows what else a kid needs when you start getting into the 8s, the 10s, and the 12s?
I don't see how.
As 2 parents.
I don't see how.
Is that physically possible? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is based on you being rich. The money part, I mean, most of these people don't have enough money for these
people. I don't know how they feed them.
That's the point. At what point does it become abuse?
How do you feed and clothe them?
You know, these idiots, these religious retards, naming all the kids after the apostles. I mean, Jesus Christ. Drew, will you please admit that this is a mental disorder? That this guy, who's a born again, who's naming his kids after apostles, has a mental disorder. He's not a religious fanatic. He's a mental patient. Okay? Why don't we just call? We have no problem calling the Taliban guys mental patients. This isn't a religious problem. These are mental patients. Thank you. Kara?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
Whenever I tell a guy that I like him, mm-hmm. he always says I'm like one of the guys, and I just want to know what I could do to, like, change that.
Hmm. Grow some boobs.
I do.
Oh, okay.
And they're not small either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But, how big's the rest of you?
I'm not big. I'm skinny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me get this straight. 17.
Yeah.
Skinny.
Yeah.
With big boobs.
Yep.
Having difficulty with guys looking at you as just other guys.
It's like Minka.
Like a teenage guy.
Minka.
Yeah.
It's just like
skinny,
the guys
not fat.
That I like.
What's that?
The guys I like. Like whenever I tell them I like them, you know, uh-huh. they say I'm like one of the guys and they don't like me like that.
Are you tomboyish?
Yeah, I guess.
No,
still. But
no, like, it's just better. Yeah, I don't understand. Is there anything wrong with you that we should know about?
No.
Not you don't have a mustache or anything?
No.
Hmm. It'll be very helpful. Nobody does this. I would like to do it for other people. I certainly like to do it for companies. I would like to. What if everyone got together, like every 10 years, and just told you what was wrong with you
mm-hmm.
physically?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's people are walking around with the wrong haircut. There's people are walking around who are wearing the wrong clothes mm-hmm. for their physique or their body style. There are people who got bad frames.
Or people they lost like 10 pounds and make a huge difference.
Yes, yes. There are those people. There are people that say, they're guys that call people bro and dude. Way too much should need to be notified.
Well, let's start right now. If you pluck your eyebrows out, if you pluck those eyebrows, it would make all the difference in the world.
Yeah, well, I have big, hairy, horrible eyebrows, and I'm too lazy. I can't move.
I didn't say you do it. I just, we're just having the review here.
Yeah, it would be helpful. I realize I would be nicer looking if I did this, but I'm a guy, and I have a sense of humor, so who cares what I look like?
You tend to talk too much.
I talk too much for a guy who has a radio show, which is great. All right. Hey, Kara?
Yeah?
So what's wrong with your eyebrows?
Nothing.
Oh, all right. So you're skinny and you have large breasts. How big are your breasts?
Come on, Anderson, where are you?
34D.
Anderson is not interested in your
Bonesy,
Minka.
Bonesy.
No, the Minka.
Oh, I heard that. That came and went a year ago. Anderson wouldn't want to participate. Go ahead. 34D?
Yep.
And how much do you weigh?
I weigh 145.
How tall?
You better be over 6
like
now.
5'9".
Hmm? Oh, hold on. Let me do... No. 5'9", so you're about 150. You're probably 155, right?
Don't play tennis no more.
No.
Hmm? 145. And guys aren't going for you? Or the guys you like?
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with these guys you like? Maybe they're not the right guys.
I don't know.
Are they more interested in drugs and alcohol or something? Or
no.
Are you goofy? Sometimes people are goofy.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I was kind of goofy. I mean, I am kind of goofy.
Hmm.
Yeah, that doesn't do it. Goofy people don't get laid. What is that? Even goofy chicks don't get laid.
Well, sometimes people that are sort of unique looking, if they don't fit the sort of standard of that school at that time... That's the one that comes back from college and the guys go, oh, my God, why did I see this? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's not going to be Kara. Yeah. All right, hey, Kara.
Yeah?
You, since there's nothing wrong with you and you have those big cans, you should just start dealing with guys who have blood in their veins, who aren't gay, and who are interested in you. This is your fault for choosing guys who aren't interested in you. Not that guys aren't interested in you, is that you're interested in the ones that aren't interested in you. This is a problem as old as time itself, and you women are world-class champions at this. World-class.
Mm-hmm.
Strange,
especially at 17.
Strange way to go through life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what's in it for you.
That's that gotta change the alpha male to the Tom Hanks type.
Right. Jonathan?
That never happened.
Jonathan, you're 17.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
How are you doing?
I'm okay. My question is that I've been taking Wellbutrin for about 2 weeks now, and I used to take when I was like 13 when I had like really, really bad depression.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling it triggered my depression that hasn't been in me for like about 4 years.
It triggered a depression?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been depressed after, like, I got off the pills and everything. And
why are you taking it?
To quit smoking.
And so 2 weeks into taking it, you're starting to get depressed again?
Yeah.
Well, is there a doctor prescribing this for you?
Yeah.
Why don't you contact him or her? I've never heard of this happening from Wellbutrin, but, you know, antidepressant medicines can cause lots of funny reactions. They may increase the dose. They may stop. Have you stop it? And oftentimes, the thing about Wellbutrin is it takes about 2 weeks really to get stabilized. You get headaches and sleep disturbances and don't feel quite right on it for at least a couple of weeks usually. So it might be just something you're going to get through. But someone needs to watch you through this if you've had serious depressions before.
Okay, because, never mind. Don't worry about it.
All right. Well, look, he said he was fine.
Said next caller!
Don't worry about it. Mary?
Hi.
You're 38?
Yeah.
You've been dating a guy for 9 months.
Yeah, and we had talked about moving in together. He hinted about it a little bit, and I had asked him about it, and he said he wasn't ready. And it just kind of bothers me to the fact that we spend so much time together. I mean, we spend a ton of time together, and sometimes he doesn't get his stuff done at his house. I don't get the stuff done at my house.
How old is he?
38. But see, he's never been married.
Mm-hmm.
He has no children. And I just thought maybe he has, like, a problem with attachment.
Not about attachment so much as sharing his life with someone.
Do you have kids?
Yeah, I do. Well, my kids are older, though.
How much older?
Well, my 20-year-old lives with me. And my 15-year-old lives with her dad down near Fontana.
Oof.
Wasn't I the smart one to leave the area?
Jesus Christ. That's Fontana. Yeah, I was out there today. It sucks.
Yeah, I know. I heard you say that. And you know what? I hate going down there.
Yeah.
She's going to come up for Easter break, and I'm having her take the train up. I have no desire to go down there.
How
that's big of you, Ma.
Yeah, how responsible do you feel as a mom leaving your daughter in a hellhole that you won't even go near?
You know what? She made the choice to go live with her dad.
All right, hold on. I like that. Woo! Talk about stellar parenting. Yeah, my youngest lives in Fontana. Oh, man, I wouldn't fly over that place in a Learjet.
She wants to come visit me. She got to come up herself.
Air's bad, dangerous, meth labs every corner, strong criminal element, horrible school system. She's living there with her father. Yeah, that place is such an asshole, so dicey and so dangerous. I told her, hey, you want to come after me, you get on the bus. I ain't getting near that place. Yeah, I'm a world-class mom. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to live in... by the way, that's a... I wouldn't take that as a compliment that she wanted to live in that hellhole known as Fontana with your ex-old man there.
Well...
Yeah.
All right, well, your buddy,
your
new boyfriend, though, has got some, maybe have some problems with going all the way in a relationship. You know,
yeah.
He may feel that someone, if he really gets involved with them, he'd have trouble extricating himself or people will let him down. At 38, he's pretty well committed to not having someone in his life full time, you know?
So,
well, you also may be spooking him just a little bit.
Coming in kind of hard, coming in kind of...
I'm just picturing Mary and Mary's crazy life.
Yeah.
This guy's had a nice, serene life, you know? Mary, you've had a little chaos in your life?
Just a tad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's not been a chaotic guy?
Probably not.
And but you're not chaotic now?
No, not really.
You mellowed out? You stopped doing whatever speed you were doing or whatever you were doing?
Oh, no speed, baby.
What were you doing?
Nothing.
Okay. To just living a clean, righteous, sober life your whole life?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got a 15-year-old who lives in Fontana?
You know, her husband and I got divorced when she was really young,
yeah.
And she had never lived with him. And it just came a point in her life that she needed her dad in her life, and she had made that decision, and he had finally got a house and blah, blah, blah.
Right. All right, I'm with you. What's your 20-year-old doing?
She's working and going to school.
All right.
She's going into law enforcement.
Uh-oh. What's this guy do, this 38-year-old guy?
He's an engineer.
No. So, yeah, he's like a... He's a straight guy. Hasn't had too many girlfriends.
I think that he's probably had a few girlfriends, although... He does seem like the shy type.
Yeah. And go a little slower, Mary. You're going to impose yourself on him in such a way that your fear of him leaving is going to cause him to push back.
This is the litmus test. Is he capable of getting another woman? Or is he just an introverted nerd type guy?
No, he's capable, yeah.
You sure? I mean, you like him, but sometimes... Women that like guys think they're attractive guys, or they think they're desirable guys, but it's really just because they like them, no one else would have them. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, he's been in relationships. He can get somebody else.
Okay. Well, that's not good. Well, listen, Mary,
Did you say that's not good?
Well, take it slow. Just take it slow.
Back off.
So he doesn't push back.
And he's one of these guys who likes his space, and that's fine. And don't take every... Here's the thing. Here's what I'm going to say to all women. Don't take everything as an insult.
Mm.
Everything is so personal with women all the time. Guys like their space. They really do. They like to put their feet up. They like to kick their shoes off. They like to slide the hand down the pants. And they like to unplug the phone. They like to masturbate excessively. They like to nap all day. They like to complain about the garbage people. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That's me.
You're
no,
man.
Here
you go.
Here's the point. Guys like to be left alone quite a bit. They really do. And it's not because they don't like you. It's just they love them. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. They just need what they need.
Men work alone oftentimes, mm-hmm. and they like to relax alone mm-hmm. oftentimes. And women take that as, you don't like me.
Enough.
If you liked me more, you'd want me to be in the same room watching you relax.
All the time, yeah.
No, guys are this way. Don't push on them. That's fine. All right. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Jennifer, 17. We're looking at lesbian porn, make her gay, from my hometown of North Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. You're lesbian.
Second only to Fontana on the crap-o-meter. After this. Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam. My good buddy over there, Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. All righty. When we left off, we were speaking to, we're going to speak to Jennifer, who's 17. Jennifer?
Hello.
Hey, you're calling from North Hollywood.
Yeah, I actually go to North Hollywood, so don't get mad at me if I'm stupid.
It's
not your fault, Jennifer. It's you're going to that school.
It's the man's fault. Yeah, I think North Hollywood High, which was my high school, is one of two theories I have. A, they have a problem with radon gas,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and that everyone is slowly being poisoned, brain cells being killed, because there's not a smart person on that campus. Or B, it was built on an ancient Indian burial ground, and somehow we're being paid back by the Indian elders.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There must be no learning taking place on this campus.
They, in fact, may take over the bodies of some of the teachers. You may have noticed that.
That's right.
The way they behaved, they made sure that no one learned.
Mr. Gregory over there, the guy who failed me in driver's ed,
yeah.
I think was taken over by Chief Boring Bull. All right. Go ahead there, Jennifer. So it's one or the other. Where do you live?
I live in North Hollywood.
Right. Let me write that down. North. You said, what was that again, honey? North Hollywood?
Yeah.
I see.
Okay.
All right. Where do you live in North Hollywood?
Actually, I'd rather not say because I go to their magnet school.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
She goes to Amelia Earhart.
No, I don't.
You go to the hippie school in the back?
No.
Oh, all right. What? That magnet school, that's just a free-range school, right?
No, not really.
What do? You go to that school in the back?
No.
Where? Where's their magnet school?
The magnet is on campus.
Hold on. That's off of Chandler, right?
No, it's closer to Magnolia.
It's on the corner of Magnolia and Chandler, right?
Yeah,
who cares?
It's It's not the retard school.
Yeah, that is the retard school.
No,
that's
not.
That's in the back, right?
No, well, it's next to the retard school.
Let me ask. Okay, yes, that's among us. Let me ask you something, Screwball. Do you know where the front of North Hollywood High is, the entrance of this?
Yes.
Is this on the opposite side? Yes. Wouldn't this be on the opposite side of where the entrance of the school is?
Well, I mean, our magnet is in a lot of classes, not just the corner. And it's not the retard school.
You're in the hippie school.
Let's judge her prowess based on the question she has for us.
All right.
Let's hear what this
Go
is.
Go ahead. Isn't it called Amelia Earhart?
No, it's called a magnet.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What's the question?
Hey, can you turn your radio down, you idiot?
It's not on.
The TV or whatever we're listening to?
Okay, fine.
Oh, how dare we? How dare we?
Yeah. All right. Sorry. Okay. So I just wanted to know if looking at lesbian porn would make me a lesbian.
Oh, she does. She definitely doesn't go to the school for the delayed.
Yes.
You're a lesbian.
All right. No, you'll be fine. What kind of lesbian porn do you look at?
I don't know. There's different kinds.
Well, like movies or?
No, not movies. My internet connection's too slow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
I don't know anything at 17 that can render you one way or another.
Yeah, you're just attracted to that.
Maybe at 6, 8, I have some concern that something could happen. Just any exposure to sexual material. But at your age, no.
What goes on at that magnet school? Besides not learning.
Well, they exploit us for our smartness.
They what?
They exploit us for our smartness.
They have you, doing tax forms or something for the community?
No, taking APs.
Taking AP is exploitative?
Yes.
Why?
Because the teachers, they don't teach us. It's kind of like we have to learn on our own. And now I'm giving away too much information. People are going to know that I called.
Well, all right, baby.
That's the free-range attitude that I was talking about.
Yeah, that's the hippie school. Nothing gets done over there. It's really, here's what happens. Kids have a little difficulty with the mean kids in public school. They get made fun of or something, so they shove them somewhere, and they tell them, look, just show up when you want to show up. My sister went to that school. Mm. It's like, here's the biggest discipline that goes down. Lauren, there'll be no smoking in class. If you have to smoke cigarettes, you please go outside and do it on the bench area. That's considered like some serious reprimanding over there. You show up at noonish, you leave at like 2 o'clock, and you just smoke cigarettes and talk.
How do you learn to function in the world? How do we expect kids to function in the world when we do that to them? What is the plan? What were we figuring?
They don't.
Right, that's the point.
Okay. Desiree?
Hey.
You're 18?
Yes.
Oh, just had a bad flashback. You're 18, you used to have night terrors and mutilate yourself?
Uh-huh.
During the night terror?
No. I hear you guys talking to a lot of kids on the show. We used to do like a lot of crazy stuff that I used to do. And I tell them to get help and everything, but I never actually got any help, and my stuff just kind of went away. So should I still go and try to get some help for that stuff?
Well, it probably means you're not as depressed as you were, right?
Probably not. I don't know. Like, sometimes I still feel depressed.
I understand. And that whatever sort of... In other words, when you got depressed, your brain had only so many ways it could sort of manage that depression. And what it did was create these behaviors and these impulsive kinds of self-destructive impulses that helped it deal with these overwhelming feelings. The feelings kind of settled down, so the behaviors kind of settled down. But the for lack of a better word, the weaknesses or the lack of sort of foundation for more productive ways of dealing with difficult feelings, still you need to develop that, and that would be a good reason to go get help.
Okay.
All right.
And I want to let you guys know that you're really great, and I was going to see you guys like every night since I was 14.
Wow.
Thanks, baby.
Uh-huh. And
too bad we didn't help with that self-mutilation.
Well, no, you did. You used to do it, you see. The 4 years of love life.
I think you guys actually helped me a lot, though, because I think like I can stop myself from acting out in ways, you know, like I can recognize the behavior now.
That's good. That's excellent.
So thank you guys a lot.
All right, Desiree. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Take care, baby. It's good times. Makes it all worthwhile. Mike?
Yes, sir.
19.
Yes, sir. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew, I listen to this show all the time. I like it a lot.
Thanks.
My favorite thing on Loveline is when Adam goes into his theme song, walking into the bar. I love it. Hope you guys play it sometime today.
All right.
But my question is this for Adam. If you could recommend one of those Minka videos you're always talking about.
Oh, nice. We have from Desiree and solving her self-mutilation problem to Mike and his need for a Minka reference.
Yes, that's right.
That's good. We aim to please here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, Well, she is the number one Asian big boob queen.
Number one.
I've never seen anything from her before, and you always talk about her.
Where's that quote, skinny and not fat?
She does delightful.
I don't have her saying that at all.
She has delightful. Let me ask you something, Drew. Have you ever asked Anderson for anything or tried to cue him to do something or try to get Ann on the mic? Has it ever worked out for you?
Why is such a dick?
I know, but I'm just curious. I'm like,
yeah, I think sometimes.
You have?
I think so.
Oh, maybe. Music. Okay. To be fair, I only notice when it doesn't work out. But we're 0 for 2 tonight, right?
We're 0 for 2.
Okay. I have huge breasts, and I'm skinny. I'm not fat.
That's all I got for that.
Yeah, that's me saying.
All right, maybe that's what
I'm so convincing. They thought that was Minka. Number one Asian big boob queen, you know. There's the thing that's the beauty about the porn industry is, what is Minka, Korean?
Right.
Right, but they have to make her Japanese.
Right.
Because there's no Korean reference that anyone knows. There's no Mount Fuji or Kung Pao, or there's no good food. People, we can't process Korean in our porn culture, so we just make her, she's Japanese.
Yeah, we have no stereotype for that.
Yes.
No easy,
there's no easy stereotype for us to hang our racist hat on.
That's right.
Right, so she is not Korean, because like I said, there's some war that went on in the 50s and like a kimchi. That's the only thing I can think of that's a Korean. Do we know any Korean leaders, any Korean mountains, any Korean cars? This is nothing good in Korea. Nothing we know about.
Right.
So she does all these movies. There's one like called like Mount Fuji or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. There's also the one with her and Kayla Cleavage. And and Ron Jeremy called Spank Me, F Me. That the F Me is completely, you know, I can't say it on the radio,
yeah.
But it's the whole word.
Yeah, I bet.
That's the one where even the porn shop owner hung up on you when you tried to get the film, right? Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's what happened. That's what happened. I called them up. It wasn't a regular porn shop. It was just a video store that had a fair amount of porn.
I see.
I said, I just saw it reviewed in my Jugs magazine, and I thought, wow, it got three, like, Jizlos or something, or whatever the highest honor was for a big boob video, you know. So I can't really say how it went on the air, because eventually I had to say the whole F word to the guy. But I the first three times was, and I like when you get real serious. Yeah, I'm looking for an adult film selection. You know, all of a sudden, I turn into Johnny Sirius on the phone. Yeah, adult film selection. And you always have to do this one. I like this one, too. I believe it's called, like, as if, it's not something I'm paying too close attention to, but word on the street is, but I believe it's called Spank Me, F Me. Guy's like, excuse me? Spank Me, F Me. I don't think we have that one. So the third time I said spank me, and I said the whole F word, and he hung up. And I thought, why do they torture us with these god-awful titles in the porn industry?
And of course, he, on the other end, was a 19-year-old with 47 piercings.
Right. They couldn't just call it illicit desire or something. You know, they have to come up with a crazy, humiliating one that has the F word in the title, so I can have a guy hang up on me.
How about just Mink and Ron Jeremy number 3?
Absolutely. Right. How about, just Mink and Ron. Yeah. And that way you could think of some art house crap that came out from Merchant Ivory or something, and I could be spared just 1 ounce of dignity. Nope, you got to hang up on me. And you know what? Whoever made that Spank Me, F Me movie, they lost $20 that day, because I was not able to get their movie because of the ridiculous title. Thank you. We'll be back. Yeah. That's song, right?
Well, that's the song playing in your head.
Leather jacket slung over the shoulder.
Yeah.
Shades on. Making my way through the bar, slow motion like.
Giving it
hot chicks shooting pool, looking up at me.
You'll be giving
who
it
is this mystery man?
110%.
That's right.
And then this is what they see when they look up from the pool table. Oh yes.
you trip a couple times, spill over somebody's beer.
Yeah.
I laugh. All they see is gum and Brillo.
And eyebrows.
An eyebrow. One big gummy Brillo-y eyebrow-y mess that just rolled into the bar. Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like he has a nasal condition.
Sounds like.
Well, I mean, that's what I sound like.
Yep. Oh, look, here comes Drew.
Now, Drew is
that's in my head.
So, he's on a polo pony. Well, some of those horses that have spats on it.
No, I want to know what they hear when they look up from the table.
No, this is what they hear.
Oh.
No, they hear boring music.
Really, nothing quite this funny.
Yeah. All right. He can't, they can't. This is what they see. This is what they hear. Please. Jesse?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I have a girlfriend of a year and about 9 months or so. Mm-hmm. And a couple months ago, she went out with a friend, a guy friend. Didn't have plans on, you know, I mean, we love each other dearly. And so she didn't have plans on kissing him or anything like that. They started talking about during the movie. She actually went out with her parents too, and so she went out with him, and he kissed her first.
Where are you going with this, Jesse? I don't quite get it. Get to the punchline.
I'm wondering. I'm doing what I think I should do, and I just want kind of like a reassurance.
Your girlfriend went out with a friend,
mm-hmm.
and her parents.
Well, his parents.
His parents, and he kissed her during the movie.
Yeah.
And she reciprocated?
Yeah. I mean, they didn't make out fully, I guess, from what she tells me.
Mm-hmm. Why did she tell you this?
Because she felt terrible.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Suspicious.
Always suspect.
Yeah.
She told you, did you ever cheat on her? Did she ever catch you doing that?
Nope, never done.
Has she been trying to kind of break up or distance herself or tell you she needs space or time? Or?
No, but for like, there was like 6 months or so where our relationship, we kind of like... just kind of didn't care about what each other looked like anymore. And I'm wondering, you know, maybe if... Plus, my mom died about 9 months ago. And I'm wondering if that could have caused it, too.
Well, is she a chaotic person?
Like, what do you mean?
In the past, I don't know, family?
Well,
that kind of stuff? She acted out a lot?
Yeah. She's very, very verbal about her opinions. And last year, while we were going out to... her friends used to, like, mess around, give her blisters, stuff like that, too, which pissed me off, but I didn't do anything about it.
All right. Well, listen, she's chaotic. Did you break up with her?
No, I don't.
What do you want to know?
I'm just wondering, like, should I just, like, keep catering to her and doing, you know, telling her how I feel?
Okay, look, here's the deal, Jesse. Do not get her pregnant. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Number one.
Number two, don't get her pregnant. A, don't get her pregnant. B, don't get her pregnant. And then C and 3, don't get her pregnant. Because she's a little chaotic. You're kind of caught up in it. You're having one of those screwball 18-year-old relationships. I don't blame you. But this thing's going to end. And you're not going to marry her. And she's got some problems. And she's got some chaos in her. And she likes to taunt a little with, hey, made out with this guy at the movie. And I'm going to tell you all about it.
She's fishing for limits. She's fishing for him to go, hey, cut that out. But he doesn't have that in him. You hear that?
Right. And she's gonna keep pushing.
And she needs that, it sounds like. And unfortunately, that's not a great... It's not a real relationship then. It's just her looking for somebody to contain her.
Yeah. He needs to not get caught up and not get her pregnant. Jack?
Yeah.
You're 24. You proposed your ex-girlfriend on the phone?
Yes, I did. And I'm kind of wondering if it was the right thing to do. I mean, it felt like the right thing to do at the time, hence I did it and everything, and it was just earlier today.
It wasn't something you thought or planned about?
Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about it and everything. The tough thing is we've been, she's my ex-girlfriend, and we've been separated for like 2 years almost.
Why is she your ex?
Well, she was having a lot of problems. And I mean, the relationship, I mean, it goes both ways, you know, it takes two people. But it ended up that she had a chemical imbalance, and she's been taking drugs whatever was prescribed to kind of even that out. Yeah. Since then, I've talked to her several times, and
why did you propose?
Well, I
is that what she wanted, and then you wanted to try to get back with her?
That's what she wanted, and I mean, I love her, mm-hmm. and I always have. Mm-hmm. And it was just I couldn't handle kind of like the issues that would come up.
All right. So what did she say? Yes or no?
No.
No, she said she has to think about it, and that's pretty much what I expected.
She probably pissed off the asker on the phone too, by the way.
Yeah.
Most women prefer through email, don't they, Drew?
Yeah. So yeah, something other than the phone.
Hold on there, Jack. We have to take a quick. Time out, as they say in the radio business. But we're going to come back. We're going to sort through this. This doesn't sound like a marriage or a match made in heaven. We'll put our curse on it after we get back. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. So it was Thursday. I was in Orlando. I went to the swamp. I went to the Everglades.
Oh yeah.
I got one of them fan boats.
Oh no kidding.
Yeah.
That must have been cool.
Like from Gentle Ben.
Or Flipper.
Flipper.
Yeah.
No, Flipper didn't use a fan boat. Flipper used a regular boat.
Fan boat. Yeah.
Hold on a second, everybody.
Non-stop fan boat.
Hold on a second. Anderson.
Whenever he
engineer
chimes in,
Anderson chimed in to explain to me that Flipper, on the show Flipper, they used a fan boat. Sorry. Flipper lived in the ocean, folks. The fan boat was made for the swamp.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm
saying? Yeah. General Ben lived in the swamp.
Did he?
Because his dad was a game warden in, like, for Florida. You see, Flipper, they used a regular boat because he lives in an ocean. Now, there's no swamp dolphins, as far as I'm aware. Okay, you didn't know of any swamp dolphins?
It was television.
It was television.
Nothing.
Let's think about this. This is another '70s convention. The fan belt's been lost. Fan boat, rather. It's been lost since about 1979.
Yeah, this is a boat.
We thought they were pretty cool for about 10 years there.
There they are. Listen, I rode on one of these things all day on Thursday. It is a flat-bottom boat, and I mean flat as a pancake, and there's no rudder, and there's no propeller, and there's nothing in the water because these things go on land half the time. And there's a aircraft engine behind you. It's not just like a Volkswagen engine. It's like a flat six-cylinder aircraft engine. It's got a big old propeller on it, and it steers through a rudder in front of the propeller.
Wow.
Because obviously, like, again, you can have nothing in it because it's going over bush and marsh and weeds and reeds and dirt and alligator heads, and it's just, you know, it's made to go on anything, and it sits about 4 inches deep in the water, and once it gets going, it just sits on top of it. So I was going to the Florida Everglades on that on Thursday. It was quite an experience, and actually more dangerous than the actual water moccasins and alligators and other creatures inside the swamp are the guys who actually drive the boats.
Ooh.
Imagine that, dude. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
It's on speed.
Okay. I don't know what he was on, but boy, was he. He was that fan boat, boy. I'll tell you. It just seems like you're going to tip over every time you make a turn. You're sitting about 8 feet above the water on that thing. You're way up, and there's nothing under you. There's no keel or anything, and it's not that wide. It's like 5.5-6 feet wide. All right, anyway. Good times. Oof. Good times. So, anyway, you want to apologize, Anderson, for the fan boat being on Flipper?
No.
Okay.
It was. Let's have people call.
Do you know what a fan boat is?
I know what a fan boat is, and I used to see it all the time. I never watched Gentle Ben, but I used to watch Flipper.
Same here, and I thought on something. I couldn't swear it was always Flipper, but it seemed like it was.
But that boat is
doesn't
a swamp.
It doesn't make sense.
It's a swamp
boat. I agree with
boat.
You. It doesn't make sense, yeah.
And Flipper lived in the Pacific or wherever the hell they
Flipper,
were.
Flipper, though. I mean, they don't have to make sense.
No. It's the wrong boat for the wrong...
He was like a sheriff, right? His dad was a sheriff, and they used to cruise around in the fan boat, busting people all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
That was General Ben.
Neg.
Well, then, wait a minute. Did Flipper couldn't have...
General Ben lived in the mountains or something, right?
No, that's Grizzly Adams.
That's Grizzly Adams, yeah.
All right, somebody give us the breakdown of Flipper. Now, here's the deal. General Ben lived in the swamp with his dad, who was a game warden. And every episode, there's two episodes they had. One episode was they would bust poachers.
Right.
And then the other episode they had is a tornado, not a tornado, but typhoon hurricane. Or hurricane would hit. And they'd come out and General Ben's chain would be broken. He was lost.
General Ben is a bear? I never saw General Ben, ever.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Drew.
Ever.
Flipper is a sea bass.
Saw Flipper a few times.
Okay. And now Flipper, the guy was like a warden, too, but he was a fishing warden
But you know how television is. If you have a fish and a game warden, well, now we're going to have to do six incarnations. Now we're going to have a bear and a game warden.
All right.
We're going to have a
somebody get on that internet and find out about the fan boat being on Flipper. I don't see it. I know even one of the kids' name was Bud. And they had a regular boat. Okay. Jack?
Yeah.
You're 24. So, you proposed to your ex-girlfriend because you're worried she'd leave you forever, right?
Well, no, actually, I think that, I mean, yes. Basically, what it is now is that she's got another boyfriend, and I guess they're getting pretty serious.
Oh, boy. I didn't know about this part.
Yeah. And that kind of came into play, but it was more like I was just kind of looking at my life, and my parents got divorced when I was very young.
Well, you're getting ready to do that again. You're setting yourself up for a relationship that...
Yeah, this seems like just a desperation move. She's with another guy. You freaked. Who broke up with who? You broke up with her?
I broke up with her.
Is it interesting how your fear of living through something like what you lived through with your parents' divorce causes you not to be able to let go of her and create an unstable relationship that will likely end in divorce?
Well, I'm not sure, but I think my motivation for leaving her, it was just like the good times were really good with her, and I love her.
Let me write this down. Yeah, see, I find with my ladies the good times are mediocre, the bad times are horrible. And the mediocre times are abysmal. All right, Matt. Listen, Jack.
Yeah.
I really think you should rethink this. This sounds like a move that was made. This was born of desperation. You broke up with her for a reason.
Yeah.
Think about that reason.
That's right.
And then she got with another guy. Now he wants to marry her.
That's not a good reason for marriage.
All right. Someone please find this General Ben Flipper thing. I don't even know which was on first. Flipper was probably on
Flipper,
first.
Yeah.
Mike? You didn't even know General Ben was a bear.
I kind of thought so, but I never saw an episode.
What did you think it was? A big watch
tower? No, I figured it was probably a bear, but I thought I should better ask before I made that assumption.
How dare you. All right. Mike is 21. Mike?
Oh, Tad's calling in.
Big Tad? Yeah. All right. Would you shush up, Drew? Please.
All right, Mike, what's up?
Okay, first off, you guys, I respect you guys' opinions a whole lot. That's why I'm calling you for this information. Tonight, my girlfriend, who I've been seeing for 9 months, just kind of told me that she cheated on me with my best friend since I was, like, 13.
Don't!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing that's getting me off her trip is my best friend is supposed to be gay.
Yeah.
And she said she didn't wear protection with him. And I don't know, I mean...
Why did she tell you this?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm a nervous wreck right now. I'm just trying to figure out what I should do. I mean, my instinct is to go over and kick this guy's ass.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, I agree. Could be bogus.
Could very well be bogus. Very well
that's be bogus. That's what I'm thinking we ought to talk to the girlfriend.
What's your buddy's name?
Daryl. And this isn't bogus. This is the truth.
This penis is bogus.
Why would she tell you? I don't understand this. Did you ever get caught cheating on her?
She's been like a drama queen the whole time we've been going out.
She
just tries to get me to do stuff that, I don't know, it's just...
Give us another example of stuff she's done that helps us understand the kind of person she is.
That something that she's done?
Yeah.
Well, one thing that kind of helped me figure it out was she butthole decided.
There we go. Yeah. See, I knew that was coming.
All right, Mike.
We had you pegged, Mike.
No, we didn't. I did.
Wait, we both said bogus. When you went on hold, I said bogus. Remember? And you said, yeah, it could
but
be
no,
bogus.
You, and I said, yeah, it could be bogus.
That's exactly what you said.
I know. I put him on hold to say it was bogus.
Okay, well,
you're the one who wanted to hear more.
He's an idiot.
No, I think we needed to go back and establish whether it's bogus. And that's why I asked that question, because I knew he couldn't answer that.
Mm-hmm. Next caller!
This is you.
Well, you're having... Is that not what happened? Anderson. Or somebody, not Anderson.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Why not me, bro?
General Ben.
Because Adam doesn't believe anything you say tonight either.
Well, why should I when you're always wrong, Anderson? Always, unless it has to do with Stanley Kubrick. Always wrong. I mean, please.
I'm not always... Here's what you are.
Here's why you're wrong all the time. You're contrary to me all the time, and I'm right most of the time. That would make you wrong the majority of the time. See, this is your problem. You try to be contrary to whatever I say, and that means you're wrong most of the time because I don't speak that far out of school.
Because you're always right.
Thank you. Someone has said, no, I'm not always right, just most of the time.
I'm going to do a little editing here. We're going to try and find it.
That's
okay,
all.
Thank you. Thank
please.
You. Play it back.
Heidi?
Yes.
You're 26.
Yes.
You have a Flipper information for us?
Yeah, what it is if you remember in Flipper, they always they had their own little lake kind of...
Like a lagoon.
Inlet, yeah, type of a thing. So they did have a fan boat, if I remember correctly.
Well, why would they have a fan boat on a lake?
They would go out into, like, different areas, and somehow it would always end up in some swampy...
They'd always end up in the Everglades,
Flipper
yeah.
Would lead them into.
Right.
But Flipper can't... Go into the swamp. He's a dolphin.
Well, it's a show, though.
This is like my daughter saying...
There's something to it.
It's like my daughter going, he's married to a witch. Why won't he let her do things?
Are you talking about Bewitched?
That's the same.
No, I know what you're talking about, but I don't think it was a fan boat. They had you know what a fan boat is, Heidi?
Yeah, I do.
Huh.
Yeah, they did it because I remember a couple of scenes because there was the big pier. They had their own little wooden pier that Flipper would come up. And,
Adam.
And then they would take off. And they also did have a little regular boat as well, though, a little motorized boat as well.
Right, right. A little skiff, right?
Right. That's what they would go out diving with Flipper and all that kind of stuff.
I can remember a couple of episodes where they did use the fan boat.
Now it's down to a couple episodes. Very special fan boat episodes. I'm just saying, Gentle Ben, his main ride was the fan boat.
It seemed like also
Flipper, the main ride was the little V-hull.
It seemed like Disney used to do a lot of fan boat stuff too, right? Disney movies? Isn't that right?
I don't know. It was a popular mode of transportation in the late 60s and early 70s.
Right. Most people had one.
I remember my folks had one. That's how my dad used to drop me off at school in a fan boat. Tony?
Yeah.
You're 25.
How's it going?
What's up?
Well, Adam, you know what? I do think that the fan boat was Flipper. I think Flipper was off the coast of Florida, and since they have some swamps over there in Florida, they kind of worked it in.
Well, maybe this is all coming together, because Flipper was done in Florida, and Flipper's main gig was swimming out in the ocean and in the lagoon with their regular boat, but once in a while they would hit it on the fan boat, and go out into some swamp in Florida?
Well, once in a while, every episode.
Well, every episode.
They'd always have chases with the fan boats and, like, getting there at the last minute with the fan boat.
But Flipper can't go where the fan boat goes.
Yeah, I know.
I agree.
It was TV, man. Come on.
No, hold on a second, you idiot. This is not Scooby-Doo. The dolphin physically cannot be in a swamp or marsh or whatever. They never had him in there. It didn't work. It wouldn't work that way. The fresh water, it wouldn't work.
I never watched Gentle Ben, and I do remember watching a fan boat all the time inside one of those shows, and I did watch Flipper all the time.
All right.
But anyways, I have a more important question here. I have a girlfriend that says that she's not pregnant, and I want her to go get the birth control, emergency contraceptive the morning after.
Right.
And obviously, since she thinks that she's not pregnant because she talked to a gynecologist and she knows what day out of her month that she can become pregnant, she doesn't, you know, I guess she doesn't feel like she would waste the time of going to a doctor.
So when did you have intercourse with her?
Actually, it was this morning.
All right. She needs to do this. So she cannot tell with any certainty.
Exactly. I was hoping to get the pill myself. I ran to Kaiser. I ran to a bunch of different places. And unfortunately, no one either has it or no one wants to give it to me.
That's strange. I'm working. Are you in California?
Yeah, I'm in California. I was just in Hollywood.
I'm working on a thing where a group of physicians are going to sign a piece of paper that will allow pharmacists to access it whenever they want.
If there's any way I can help,
I'm trying to organize this through the pharmacy organizations, and it's coming together. But right now, I'd suggest you call a number.
Your kid will be 8 months old by the time Drew gets it together.
I did call Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
You see, all the pharmacies that they have listed on Planned Parenthood, they're not 24-hour. They're all closed.
Well, you can wait till tomorrow. You can wait till tomorrow.
Since time is of the essence, I would think that it would be important to have this available 24 hours. Of course, obviously for me, since I had sex this morning, it's not that important. She can wait.
Yeah.
But as far as, you know, any Joe Schmo out there that doesn't want to have a baby, I don't want him to have a baby just because, you know, the pharmacy that is giving out these medication is closed.
Tony, we totally agree with you. However, I know of no evidence that 12 hours, as long as it's within the 72-hour window, I have no evidence that 12 hours makes a heck of a lot of difference.
And by the way, Joe Schmo, this would never happen to, because Schmo is quite clearly a Jewish name, and no Jew would ever be this irresponsible to have unprotected sex.
Think of what his parents would say.
That's right. All right, we have someone who's going to clear up the controversy here, Mike.
Yeah.
26?
Yeah. Flipper.
Yeah.
They had the fan boat.
They did have the fan boat.
Yes, because Flipper was a dolphin, and they didn't want the propeller to hurt the dolphin.
Oh. So that's why they kept the propeller above water.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
So they would chase him around with the fan boat.
Oh, yeah.
On the open ocean?
Well, you know, the...
No.
He came up to the boat. They didn't want the propeller to...
Untrue.
Oh, I beg to differ.
No, you don't know what you're talking about, Mike. Just please say you don't know what you're talking about.
All right, I really don't
know. All right, idiot.
Now, wait a minute. Let's play back... Speaking of not knowing what we're talking about here, let's play back the controversial call whereby you took a break...
Right.
Thinking it was bogus, and I chimed in and said, could be bogus. And you
right.
said, could be bogus.
Yeah, it went down the way you said it, for the most part.
Let's just hear it, just so we... All right. Get our perceptions.
Instinct is to go over and kick this guy's ass.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, I agree.
I gave it a bogus
could
look.
Could be bogus.
Could very well be bogus. Yeah. Very well
that's
be
how
bogus.
That's what I'm thinking we ought to talk to the girlfriend.
What?
Okay, that was
all right. You didn't got to play it on. There's a little more there. Oh, yes.
There's more?
What more? You guys just put him back on after that.
That's why we got to talk to the girlfriend, was Drew's line there.
Yeah, to try to prove that he's bogus. But then we didn't do that, so we went ahead with another thing.
No, it was bogus.
Yeah.
They had the fan belt in the opening credits, for God's sakes.
Oh, really?
Hold on, let's stop saying fan belt, everybody. You're saying fan belt. Anderson's saying fan belt. Damien is writing fan belt on the screen. It's the fan boat.
Something about fan belt that fan belt goes together.
I think we put it together. Now no one can get it out of our head. The beginning credits on the fan boat were from General Flipper. Ben. Did Flipper have? No, Flipper did not have that beginning opening. That was General Ben.
How are we going to solve that?
Get on the computer there, Anderson, please, and find this out. All right, let's keep going. Eric?
Yes.
You're 20.
Right.
What's up?
Well, my girlfriend, we've been together for about 2 years, and she just recently went out of town with a couple of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back, and she's not acting the same at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, like...
Voodoo doll, you figure? What happened?
Well... I think something happened down there.
Male friends?
She didn't go down with male friends. She went down with female friends.
Where'd she go?
I think it's New Orleans.
New Orleans? Mm-hmm. Well, you can't get laid in New Orleans. And she went down there just to have a good time?
Right.
She was down there for a few days?
Yeah, like 3 days. Comes back. She's like basically wanting... sit next to me or nothing, hardly even, you know, none of the normal kiss me or anything.
Yeah. Well, maybe she wants to break up.
Think, Adam, think the advice you would have wanted at this age as you dig through this quagmire.
Well, look, here's the deal.
Or you wish now somebody had given you.
Just break up and move on, then. If she's not interested, she's not interested. I don't know if something went on or not. If something did go on, she'd probably be kissing up to you a little bit and not trying to make you ask the question, what went on over there, by acting strangely.
Right. Well, I thought, like, maybe something on her conscience or something, because she's been really asking me a lot of questions, like, you know, where are you going, what are you doing,
what?
You know, what time are you, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I see Eric's point. Eric makes a very valid point, which is she went away to New Orleans, cheated, and now the reason he knows she's cheating is because she asks Eric what time he's going
to
be home.
What he's up to, yes.
Is that what you're saying, Eric?
Well, I'm saying it's more the fact that she's trying to be controlling now. Like, she drove by a place that she thought I'd be, and I was there earlier. I went somewhere else to talk to some friends, and then she calls me on the phone, you know, where are you at? I drove by, you weren't there.
I don't know. This is not the way somebody who's cheated behaves.
Boy, okay. This is life in the fast lane, too.
Then she listens in on my phone conversation.
All right. Well, hey, Eric, maybe you ought to just ask her what's going on or break up with her or something. How's you don't have any kids with her, do you?
Hell no.
Good. Don't get her pregnant. Just break up with her if she's not acting the way you want. Why don't you talk to her?
Yeah.
Ask her what's up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't bother us with this. You've talked to her.
We can't.
Who the hell knows what went on over there?
Probably has nothing to do with what went on down there.
Oh, what the hell are they what she talking about? I can't get over this Flipper versus Gentle Ben opening. I remember the Flipper opening and the Gentle Ben opening.
Wait, Flipper opening is just a cartoon of Flipper in the left-hand corner.
Yeah.
He's
going through the water.
No, he's just a cartoon. He's just sitting down there in the corner.
And they say Flipper, and he spins around, and the lettering comes off.
Right.
Gentle Ben, the bear, sat on the front of the fan boat, and it was a helicopter shot of this of this thing going through the Florida Everglades. So it's not at the beginning. It's the beginning of Gentle Ben. Jesus Christ, Anderson. What drugs did Anderson used to do? All of them?
Now, what other shows had that fan boat, though? Because I never watched Gentle Ben. There's got to be something
Three's
else.
Company, I think, had a fan boat.
Yeah. Did that one where Gillian Anderson played a waitress at that on that high-rise building, making it to the top or something?
The Jeffersons?
No, I think that they used a fan belt in that one. A fan belt. No, I'm saying fan belt. All right, this show is really falling apart.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you want to regroup?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Take a break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk to a pharmacist.
You want to?
From Stockton. Has some news for Drew about the morning after pill.
Huh?
Want something more provocative than that. Oh, boy. Yeah, who do we want to talk to?
Huh?
Someone had a weird feeling in her breast.
There you go.
She was pregnant. She had a feeling in her breast. Now, she doesn't have any feeling in her breast.
Ocean?
Yes.
Is your name really Ocean?
Yes, it is.
Mm. All right. What's up? 26. North Hollywood?
Yes.
Where do you live over there?
Near Roscoe.
No.
Almost Sun Valley.
No! The only North Hollywood was coincidentally, I think, closest to the world's worst city, which is Sun Valley.
No, that would have to be Pacoima.
Ooh, yeah, Pacoima gives Sun Valley a run, but Jesus Christ, you should kill yourself.
But Sun Valley,
kill yourself.
Sun Valley and Sunland get special negative kudos because of their name.
Yes, they should be much better than they are.
That's right.
Oh my God, Roscoe and what?
Like, between Whitsitt and Laurel Canyon.
Oh, my God. What are you doing over there? What color are you?
White.
You're white? Oh, man, you must be high. What went wrong? What happened with your life? Something horrible happened?
It was a guy. Anyway.
Jesus Christ. All right, so anyway, you had a kid?
Yes, I have a daughter. She's 18 months old. And I have Cushing's syndrome.
From what? For Cushing's syndrome from?
From birth. I was born with it.
Cushing's disease?
No, Cushing's syndrome. my parents, well, my mother did a lot of drugs while she was pregnant with me, and so I ended up with genetic anomalies.
Okay.
So is that the one where you can bend your parts around or something? What is that?
My adrenal glands don't work right. My pituitary gland doesn't work right. So I ended up with all these mostly hormonal problems. So I'm really short. I stopped growing when I was like 11.
Yeah, and now worst off, you live in by Roscoe, between Whitsett and Laurel.
Could be worse. I could be living in.
No, couldn't be that much worse. Really couldn't. Beirut would be a nice step up at this point. Okay, so you got the Cushing syndrome.
Right, which, I mean, I've been dealing with that since.
Right.
And I haven't had really any sensation in my breast since I went through puberty. When I had my daughter, all of a sudden I had tremendous amounts of breast sensation.
Mm.
And now that she's not breastfeeding her anymore, it's gone.
Well, I mean, that's you.
Good times, you know.
That's you.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with
I do think you need... When was the last time you saw an endocrinologist?
It's been about 9 months.
9 months, okay. And they're calling you Cushing's syndrome.
Yeah, they said I had Cushing's syndrome.
Okay.
I wasn't fully diagnosed until I was 19.
Not congenital adrenal hyperplasia?
No.
Okay.
They said it was Cushing's syndrome.
Okay.
And I had three different doctors say the same thing.
All right. Okay.
All right. What is this disease, Drew?
It's the excessive output from the adrenal glands.
How does it manifest itself?
You get sort of overweight, a lot of your blood sugar goes up, blood pressure goes up. You get sort of a round, moon-like face.
Bad times.
Yeah.
All right, baby. That's Roscoe's not so bad. He says you lived on Roscoe? Oh, listen, take care of that kid of yours. Let me just see for her. Is your husband around?
Husband?
No.
Whatever. You kicked him out?
Yeah.
Really? Probably must not have been too tough to kick him out of Roscoe and Laurel Canyon.
Well, we weren't living here.
Oh, I see. And what's going on? You have a job? Are you able to...
I go to school for full time. I work full time. I'm a mom full time.
Yeah.
And
hold on, you got to drop one of those.
You can't be
a full time mom and go to school full time and work full time. You got to be a part time mom. Okay.
I take care of my daughter from 6 a.m. until 3:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I drop her off with my mom, and my mom watches her, and then while I go to work until 11. And then from 11 until 2, I take classes.
Where at?
Valley College.
Oh!
Online.
Online. All right. Let me tell you, it's better. More education going on in your den than is going on campus. You're missing nothing by not going over there. All right, baby, you keep up the good fight.
Thanks.
All right, you keep on keeping on.
I will, thanks.
I'm gonna put you in my prayers tonight, okay?
Thank you.
All right, baby. Take care of yourself.
You too.
All right. Well, it's a rough life. Living on Roscoe, going to Valley College.
Mm-hmm.
Online.
Good times.
Nobody has a computer goes to Valley College. What are they worried about? All right. We'll take a little break. We're going to get back with the big General Ben versus Flipper controversy after this. Hey, everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Let's hop back to the phones and see if we can help the kiddies out here. Jeff?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yep. I broke up with my girlfriend. Actually, she broke up with me last October around Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And we go to school together still. We're in college, and we want to try and be friends and all, but we're kind of having a hard time doing that. At least I am, anyway.
Because
you still like her.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, we were together for 4 years, and last semester she went to Australia, and she called me up, I guess, in October and said that we were just too different or something like that. So
yeah. Why don't you forget about the friendship?
She met a guy in Australia,
of course.
Well, no.
You're going to my pecker.
We're too different.
Well, she's back now, and I mean, she's been back for the spring semester. I mean, I don't think she met anyone in Australia.
Whatever, Jeff. don't try to have a relationship with her. It's too painful for you.
Why would she break up with you while she was on vacation, though? I mean,
well,
after going out for 4 years?
Well, you know.
When was she how long was she going to be in Australia?
She was just there a semester.
A whole semester.
Oh,
not just vacation.
Oh, I see. So she's going
to
be there
school
for
there.
What? Months.
She was going to school there?
Yeah.
Yeah, she met somebody.
And she came back, and actually, you know, we... after we broke up, we had sex a couple times.
Yeah.
But since she's graduating this year, but...
She is. Now, well, you guys, you're at the same school. Did you meet in school?
Actually, we're high school sweethearts.
Oh,
so.
Boy.
And you decided to go to the same college?
Yeah.
All right.
And it worked out for 3 years, and then...
All right. Well, listen. Jeff, listen to me, buddy. You're a good guy.
Yeah.
Squirrely, but
a little squirrely, but a good guy. You are one solid date away from just moving on.
I don't know about that. I tried moving on, but
I know you tried, but it takes a little time and a little effort. And you got that stink of failure on you.
Mm-hmm.
Women are picking up on it.
He's gonna be like, he's gonna own his own telecom company or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's tough. I mean, hold on a second. Let me talk to Drew. See, Drew, I always thought, I was a guy who never had a girlfriend in high school or junior high, and I always assumed that the guys who had a girlfriend had a leg up on me. But here was the truth, I guess, or here is the truth. The guys who had multiple girlfriends had a leg up on me. But the guys who stayed with the same chick for 5 years all the way through, like, junior high and high school...
Same as you.
...were sort of in the same retarded state I was.
Yes.
Once they broke up.
But the whole time they were defending themselves against...
Actually, I was in better shape because at least I was used to being alone.
Right.
They'd spent like 5 years in a relationship but now had no coping skills,
right.
Like no ability to survive and needed somebody.
Right.
I had that life sucks, you're never getting laid thing down, no problem. I was an expert at it. You guys with the girlfriends, you had your dates everywhere, you had your holidays, your Christmases, and your Thanksgivings, and your present exchange, and your, you know, little ski vacations, and you had your stuff.
You okay?
Yeah,
you okay,
people.
Adam? You all right?
Son of a bitch. Cried right into my my stuffing and my cranberry every Thanksgiving, alone.
Your,
alone,
your,
I tell
your
you.
Your molded cranberry sauce.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Can-shaped.
Listen, Jeff.
Yes.
You do not be friends with her.
Why not?
You know why? Because you're only doing it to try to get back with her, and it's not what she's interested in.
We're trying to be, you know, civil together.
It's not going to work.
If you really want to be her friend, take six.
I do.
Listen.
I mean, we're good friends for a long time. We were good friends even before we started dating.
Then take 6 months off. Have no contact during that 6 months.
Well, she graduates soon, and she'll be gone anyway. So.
That's good. And then
good.
At the end of that, then you regain the friendship. Because in the meantime, it's not a friendship. It's a half a romance.
Right.
It's you and your fantasies and her desire to be a part.
And listen, calling all squirrely guys, all you can do when you're 21, 20, 19, 23, whatever it is, and squirrely as a guy, is try to better your hand. Don't worry about trying to get the old girlfriend back. Don't worry about trying to convince anyone of anything. It'll never work. Don't worry about dating the head cheerleader. That's never going to work either. Nothing will ever work. Start planning for the future. You just, you sit there and just bide your time like some sort of evil genius, some maniacal evil genius that's locked in prison, but the whole time he's planning his revenge on society. And when he's paroled in 6 or 8 years, he'll build some sort of death ray that'll destroy civilization. This is what you need to be like. But don't worry about getting a girlfriend in prison. It ain't going to happen. Get your grades up. Invent something. Get a business off the ground. Do whatever it's going to take so you can bang your way through your 30s and 40s. Am I right, Drew?
Is his vengeance banging?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Vince?
Yeah, hey, Adam.
Hey.
What's up, bro?
38 there, buddy.
Yeah, hey, this is for Drew.
Vince.
Hey, it's tough being a pioneer. I feel like I'm coming across Donner Pass in a covered wagon.
Right.
See, this is a drawback. I'm as passionate about this as you.
Yes.
Maybe not quite as much.
We're talking about emergency contraception.
Exactly.
Yeah. Calling all nerds.
Yeah.
Hey, settle down.
We're having a nerd convention here, Adam. Relax. He and I are
nerd off.
This is what the pharmacists are going through. I had to take a two unit like a CME for yourself.
I know.
On the internet.
What's a CME?
Continuing medical education. No, I know. I just got the protocol emailed to me tonight. Two of them. One that I can do pharmacy by pharmacy, and another we're trying to set up statewide. So
right.
Believe me, the wheels are grinding forward. So
and
the next few weeks we're going to have something here.
Saturday, I had to go to a 4-hour live seminar that cost $150.
Just to be able to.
Able to get the paperwork. And what I want to do, the prescribers around where I'm at,
yeah.
It's kind of like, hey, you're taking bread off my table.
No, that's BS. That's not true.
You know,
listen, Vince.
Hey, can I FedEx you the form? You sign it, I sign it, and I'll have it in my pharmacy.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Hey,
hold on. I'll
sign it, too. But let me ask this. I know I ask this over and over again. If it's available in California without a prescription.
No, that's not correct.
It's not
over the counter.
It's available.
The pharmacist is dispensing it under, say, Dr. Drew's permission.
My license.
We have a written agreement.
Right.
Well, how often does this go down?
Well, I had a case last night.
No. I mean with other medications.
Oh,
does this exist?
There is no such provision for other medications.
Well, that's why I'm constantly confused by it.
The media has blown it out of proportion. You know, it's not over the counter. It's emergency contraceptive. We got all these forms we've got to complete. By the way, Dr. Drew, the last caller that was worked up over the 24-hour pharmacies, he cannot force his girlfriend to take the morning after.
Of course not. Okay.
No, only I can do that. Hey, yeah. Vince, what about Gentle Ben versus Flipper? What do you know?
I'd go with the Flipper.
But Vince,
in a fair fight? In a street fight?
Well, not a street fight.
But Vince, hold on. And here's two things you need to know. One is, physicians want you to have this, because remember, the physicians are all capitated, so the less they see their patients, the better.
And do you realize that if you sign my form, I can't even reveal to you who I gave it to?
I know. But listen.
But I know
so,
you're not
so,
worried about that.
So physicians are delighted with this whole thing. I've been pounding on pharmacy groups to get this through. Let's go. Let's get on with this. And I don't understand why it's grinding on so long, but we'll get it going.
Okay, but this is the first time this has worked, this kind of protocol has worked for a drug?
Well, listen, it's the only way they get the law through, apparently, in Sacramento. In the state of Washington, it was even a different thing. Each state's coming up with its own little version of this. So.
I see. So this is not in place for anything else you can think of.
No, I've never heard of such a thing.
Oh, okay. All right. How come every time I was saying, wait a minute, I don't understand this, you never said, well, no, see, this is a new thing. This doesn't happen. I mean,
I've never heard of this. I don't know if it has or it hasn't. I've never been involved in anything like this.
Oh, okay. But see, well, I was always asking, like, boy, this seems weird. And you were just taking it from there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is weird because it is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's never happened. They never did this before. Oh, Christ, just give the kids their goddamn morning after pill and let's just get on with it. What are they going to do? What are they going to do with it? They kill themselves with it? Okay, somebody's figured out the fan boat. Jordan.
Yeah?
You're 22.
How's it going?
You're calling from New Mexico. You're on the internet?
Yeah, I got all the answers to your Flipper questions.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, there was actually two Flipper episodes, one in the 70s and one that started in 1995.
All right.
Both TV shows take place in some place called Ball Harbor, Florida.
Right. Now, hold on. Someone's just on the internet said the Flipper started in 1968.
Well, the 70s version, and there's also another Flipper TV show that started in 1995.
Right. Well, forget about the new Flipper.
All right, but the old harbor took place in a harbor, which was blocked off by a bunch of rocks, and pretty much they used a fanboat inside the harbor.
Hmm.
It wasn't actually a swamp or anything. It was just a little inlet.
Uh-huh. They used a fan boat inside of the harbor.
I remember them fighting gator poachers, right? Poachers.
Why would they use a fan belt on did I say fan belt?
Yeah.
Did I really say fan belt?
Yeah,
there?
You did.
It was dolphin.
Why would they use a? Anderson will play it back for me. Why would they use that on the sea? I mean, on the...
Even in the harbor.
In the harbor.
It said it was dolphin-friendly.
Oh, there you go. So it wouldn't hit the dolphins.
And most of the episodes, the big horror was when a shark snuck into the harbor.
Yeah, I remember the shark sneaking into the harbor. Yeah, that was serious. But...
There you are.
That was the same one? Jesus Christ. I'm listening.
Hey, wait, before we move on, can you say, I am sorry, Anderson?
No, that was not their mode of transportation, that fan boat.
Well, here's another one. Let's hear it. Hang on.
All right, someone else has one.
Here you go.
Tony?
Yeah.
You're 38?
Yep. What's up, Adam?
What's happening?
Hey, that fan boat they used only in two episodes on Flipper.
Yes.
And the other one was on Gentle Ben, but the one on Flipper they used, remember when they were chasing the alligators, the poachers?
Yeah, poachers.
And the dolphin would jam the alligator with its head, remember?
Yeah, but the poachers were like every episode.
No. They only used it in a couple episodes. They didn't use it for transportation, now.
They were chasing. It was always chasing.
Right.
I remember that.
Just
I agree with that.
They were chasing in the swamp.
Yeah.
Next caller!
What was the dolphin doing in the freshwater swamp?
Don't know, but they'd have the dolphin chase the alligators, and they'd bash them in the... Remember the alligators fall to the bottom of the pond and then take off again?
Why would they want to bash the alligators when they're trying to save the alligators?
Well, they use Flipper just to keep the alligators from getting to the guys in the water.
I see.
Yeah. There was a lot of dolphins fighting off other what we considered bad fish, bad animals that were in the water, sharks and stuff like that. Flipper's like it was sort of like when Old Yeller would take on the bear. So, I was in a swamp on Thursday.
Oh, okay. So that's where we can pick up the story.
You guys say, I'm sorry, Anderson.
No, I'm not.
They never have.
Listen,
we're late.
Listen, here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying, Anderson. I don't contend, I never did contend that this fan boat was never in an episode of Flipper. But it is in every episode of Gentle Ben, and it is known for Gentle Ben.
I don't have a sound effect for eyes rolling, so let's go to break.
Ooh,
all right. He's getting cocky.
All right. He's very cocky. Listen, find me some proof. I saw a picture on the internet of them sitting on their V-hole boat.
I went to the internet, and it was like all porno stuff for Flipper. I don't know why.
Oh, really? Maybe it just knew you were on the internet and figured, I'm confused. Give us some porn. All right. We'll be right back. Hey, our buddy Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. All right, let's burn. Let's burn through some calls. We'll put away the Flipper Channel Ben controversy for a second. Katie?
Yes?
You're 15?
Yeah.
What's up?
Go right ahead.
There's this guy, and he says that he's not interested in me at all because... Mm-hmm. I'm 2 years younger than him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but then we went out, and he asked me to give him head, so I did. And then, so now he's just like, no, I can't talk to you, you're younger, so I don't know what to think. Does he like me, or is it just...
He's been, believe him when he tells you.
Whew.
Just because the guy will have sex with you doesn't mean he likes you at all.
Okay.
That's the thing about guys.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, this guy's no good for you, Katie. That's fine. You're young.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't talk to him anymore.
And don't talk to guys like this. And don't get pregnant.
Yeah,
don't
do this for guys just because they ask you to.
Yeah. Don't think the guys, if they're physically intimate, mean anything about how they feel about you.
Uh huh.
They do that because they can. That's it. That's the reason they get close physically.
Yes. Okay.
Women can't get that. It's just hard for them.
Yeah. So this guy, this chick just said 7 years in prison, Drew. Wait a second. Heather?
Yes?
Yeah. We just had someone calling from Folsom, actually, which is ironic because you just got out of the joint yourself. 33 years old. You did 7 years in prison?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Aggravated assault with a gun spec.
All right. With a what?
A gun specification.
Oh, with a gun specification.
Yeah.
What does that mean? You carried out your aggravated assault with a gun?
Yeah.
Did you shoot somebody?
No, I just threatened them.
No. But do you have to bang him around a little bit, too?
No, he just told the cops I'd try to kill him, so.
I see.
You know.
All right. You did 7 years.
Uh-huh.
Boy, there's people that don't do 7 years for actually killing people.
Yes, I know.
It's the system, I guess, Adam. Just
yeah.
Bad break for her.
All right, baby. So you're out now. You ready to start dating?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm here. I'm in L.A.
Unfortunately, I can't go out of state.
Put a metal detector on my front door. Oh, good. You dodged your bullet there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll have to come to you.
Yeah.
All right. Put away the silverware.
Very funny.
And here I come. All right. So you're out now. You're on your own.
Yeah.
Do you have any kids?
I have one 8-year-old daughter.
All right. That must be nice. And is she back with you now?
No, she's still with her grandmother, my ex-mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm. And, boy.
Of course not the husband.
What are you going to do with, where's the father?
Remarried.
Okay, but she's not with him, huh?
No, he lost custody.
All right.
Oof.
Yeah. And are you going to get custody back of the kid?
Yeah, I just have to wait until the summer, get my own place.
All right, baby. Listen, take it slow. You don't want to get pregnant. You don't want to get your heart broken. And
you don't want to kill anybody.
You don't have to pull a piece on another one of your men friends.
Take it easy. Slow and easy.
So just be glad. You know what? Just look at the sunshine and smell the air. All that stuff you took for granted when you were in the joint.
Enjoy
that.
Let's really quickly. I got to talk to Laura. Laura, we have like 10 seconds.
Oh, okay.
No.
I just wanted to say really quick that I work for Planned Parenthood, and every time you go in, no matter who you are, if you're a guy or if you're a girl, it's in our medical protocol to let everybody know about ECP and offer it to everyone. Unfortunately, we can't offer it to men, but we do let everyone know about it.
The emergency contraception you're talking about.
Right.
Very good.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back. All right, everybody. That's the show. Tomorrow night, we're really going to help people.
We're going to actually settle this fan vote controversy, right?
Yeah, well, here's where I'd like to just settle it here. Sorry for making that noise. Flipper took place in Florida, and I would not doubt that there was a handful of episodes that involved a fan boat. But it did not involve the beginning of the show,
no.
And it was not a central part of the show as it was in Gentle Ben. That's all I'm saying. But I don't want to upset Anderson, and I will concede that a fan belt could have been present in more than one episode
fan
of
what?
Flipper.
Fan
boat. Jesus Christ.
See, we did that too.
All right, I'm going to go get a coffee enema and rejuvenate myself, and I'll be back for tomorrow night. So until next time, this is Adam Kroller for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Poachers. Right? Poachers.
Why would they use a fan belt?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.